Trăim de gunda, trăim de zapemba, la drin, la dotat, trăim țin în sumba de la. În doi ani de tuarez.
So this is the third Saturday evening that we all are gathering here today.
Ote dan gan de ndoria de kalese na da jita chu ge to de chu sho chu ge cho de ne ka sa ta ti chu sho de to ya ti ye tong dan so de te ta man de dan zon ba yin ba de
so the reason why we have gathered here virtually tonight is because of our diligence towards the Dharma. So the in Sanskrit the terminology is dharma, and in a Tibetan terminology, it's called chö. So chö means dharma, the profound dharma that Buddha taught. So basically, what dharma means, or what the Tibetan terminology chö, particularly mean, is to change, to transform, this ignorant and unwholesome mind into a pure. Into a pure mind, or to transform our mind, or to change our mind into this pure path. So that is what is meant by the Tibetan terminology of dharma. Chö means.
What that is, same marompa, the other cousin, same Koran, Piranagin, or the marompa is from your money. And same marompa, Shevala, and then your mumbaki. Nando, Charamambo, you're not the same thing, same day. Maromba shin. Nando, same marompa shin. Then the Chunaji, I had in a saddle, you know, or then Chutamma, and I have Nando the Kapachu.
The nature of our mind is not not impure. It's not pernicious, or it's not, its nature is not pernicious, or its nature is not dangerous. Because of the gross and subtle conceptual thoughts, our mind becomes pernicious or dangerous or, impure. So it's similar to a pond. How much the pond is disturbed is stirred, then you will have this muddy and unclear water. But the very nature of water itself is pure. So in that sense, the nature of one's mind is pure. So the nature of the water is pure, but the earth and the particles beneath the water, if they are these impurities, and when disturbed or when stirred, these impurities makes this water of the pond impure and dirty. The very nature of our mind is like that of the nature of the water itself is pure, and its fundamental nature is enlightened, is Buddha. Like the pond at the bottom of the water, have these residues of earth and other things. So similarly, there are these obscurations, and the obscurations are categorized in different ways, but the most common ones are these four obscurations: the obscurations of karma, the obscuration of afflictive emotions, the obscuration of knowledge, and the obscuration of habitual tendencies. And these four kinds of obscurations can be subsumed into the obscuration of afflictive emotions and the obscurations of knowledge. And the obscuration of the afflictive emotion is the conceptual ignorance, or the imputed ignorance. And the obscuration of knowledge is the co-emergent ignorance. So as a result of these four obscurations, or these two obscurations, we are wandering in this cyclic existence, And Gampopa, in his literature known as the Jiva Ornament of Liberation, has said the very base of sentient beings being delusioned is because of the co-emergent ignorance and the conceptual ignorance. So, you know, Buddha taught of the sutras, the tantras, the shastras, and the reason why Buddha taught these, you know, various levels of dharma is basically to subdue, you know, one's afflictive emotions, because the root of this suffering is from, you know, these afflictive emotions or from the ignorance. So, so the sutras and the tantras and the shastras are taught only for this reason, to tame one's mind or to abandon these afflictive emotions or to suppress these afflictive emotions or to, you know, liberate these afflictive emotions. And other than these reasons, you know, the dharma that Buddha taught serves no other reason than this.
Well, that jumzin da ode kar sanga sanje ki chungor kor kapsula chu chungor ne ba sum ko ne da ta bo de ne den ba ye chungor kor se te ya ta bo sanje kar so den ba ye se ta bo dong a che ba sha de de dong a ge ta ode kar de kun jong pa ba sha kun jong se ya da de nyu sum go da de nyu de pa go de dong a ta ba de nyu pa go
And, you know, because of these reasons and because of these purposes, Buddha turned the wheel of Dharma three times. And in his first turning of the wheel of Dharma, he taught about the four truths. And the first among these four truths, or, you know, the very first thing that Buddha spoke of is about suffering. And he began with the sentence that, you know, recognize the suffering. And then the second truth is the origin of suffering. The root of all the suffering is because of these afflictive emotions, because of our karma, and because of afflictive emotions, we are engaged in unwholesome actions, unwholesome karma, you know, because of these afflictive emotions, or because of the ignorance. So, unless you abandon the root, you know, one will experience, you know, these various kinds of suffering. So, to give an example, you have a very nice garden in your backyard of your house, and right, you know, behind your backyard, there's this big, you know, big tree, and you know, whenever wind blows, the leaves, you know, they all fall down on your lawn, and as a result of that, then, you know, your lawn is not having good, you know, good grass. So no matter how much you sweep, you know, your lawn, you know, sweeping off the leaves from your lawn is kind of very temporal. It will help for only some period of time. But if you, you know, if you cut the tree of your, or if you really cut the tree from its root, then, you know, you are solving this problem, you know, for once and for all. But this is just an analogy. This doesn't mean, or we are not promoting you, you know, to cut trees. So this is just an analogy.
Okay.
So, first, recognizing suffering, and then, you know, abandoning the origin, and third is cessation, you know, actualizing the cessation, and this cessation is, you know, what we know or what we call enlightenment. So this is the fruition.
That delay done that don't have the monkey. Then do don't have the queen on the end of a tepunk. Tepunk, a car goes in, never the gopan on the sugar. That the candace goes in a lamb guillotine goes on. Queen on candy park.
So, how do we, you know, abandon this origin, and how do we actualize this cessation? You know, we, by simply relying on the path, by relying on the path, then, you know, we will be able to recognize the suffering, to abandon the origin, and to actualize the cessation by relying on the path, and by, you know, mixing or mingling one's mind stream with the path. So, you know, we as a practitioner or of Tibetan Buddhism, among the two yanas, the Tibetan Buddhism follows the Mahayana way or the Mahayana vehicle, and in the Mahayana vehicle, you know, it practices the Vajrayana or the Tantrayana, and you know, for those who are you know, for those who are following this path, then you know, there are these stages, the stages of the creation stage, or the also you know, translated as the generation stage, and then there is the completion stage, or also sometimes you know, translated as the dissolution stage, and then the third stage is the inseparability of generation stage and the completion stage, the union of generation stage and completion. So for those who are you know, who are practicing Sacred Tantrayana, you know, has to rely on the path, and the path are these three stages. So there is this the first is the ripening, and then there is the liberation. So first is ripening of our mind stream, ripening of our mind stream by abhishekas, by empowerment, and then you know, engaging in the path, and by following that path or the fruition of that path is enlightenment, is attaining enlightenment.
Hmm. tandandi ta lagomya rikiram kiram da dora tanda hima na yinki ni lagom kiram se wa la ya gomya de kiram se ta lagom kiram se ya da lagom se ya de kada je ko go se na la 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 do la yimba wa la yimba la yimba gom gom ma do ki la ma yimba ji ya yimba ma yimba ji la ni yin sa de gom de ya de ne ko go ma wa koran de mu bu ne lo de so su ra ng lu ye na la la de ni chen no yin ji de ta bi ya ya ka ri na ju ju sim bi ta bi la da la mu ga ra yin so wa o de ya ga ng yin ba de so yin ba la gong ba do ke ma yin ba ji la yin ba gong yo ma ri s
And especially this time, you know, we are, by this practice of Prana Shavari, we are, you know, we are meditating on the deity, or we are, you know, generating the deity. So when we are meditating upon the deity, that is the generation stage. And when we generate ourselves as the deity, one has to have this, you know, this understanding that one is generating something primordially oneself is, or one's mind is. You know, one is not generating, something that you know, that one is not. So you know, one's body is the deity, the outer container is the celestial palace, and the inner contents are, you know, the jakas and jakinis and you know, the devas and Davies.
Pena chayana do tamar baji na ya tamar ba do ju na te ta do doje pala ni se gom de na ko doje pala riyo ma ba doje pala riyo ma ko doje pala chayo ma de ma de ko kare imba de doje pala imba de ko imba de imba gom de na pe te ta ba de
so when we are meditating on the deity, or when we are generating the deity, so as said earlier, so it's not like you know, you have a piece of stone, and then you keep this stone to yourself, and then you know, you start to imagine, you start to think that this is not ordinary stone, but this is, you know, diamond. So it's not something, you know, something like that. So here, when you are generating yourself as the deity, you are the deity, and you are not generating something, you know, other than the nature of one's mind.
ko do de ka de do de palan ko do de do de palan ya ya ma ko de ko ko ga do de ya ran yin de do de palan ri yo ma ko do pa ba ji o de na ya na ra to sun de ya ko la la ga ran yin de tam bo de yin ba de yin za de de ya go na de le de la ra yin
So no matter how much you you contemplate, you imagine that that this ordinary stone being a diamond, it will not turn it into a diamond, and you know, its value will remain as a stone, because the nature of the stone is not of diamond. So, and so when we generate on the deity, we are generating the deity because the nature of our mind is the nature of the deity.
Then I'm going to thumb it to that drones and that theory.
So there is a story, and this story is between Nakpa and an ordained monk. So the ordained monk, says to the Nakpa that you Nakpas are accumulating lot of negative deeds or unwholesome deeds or sins by, consuming chang, consuming alcohol. And the Nakpa, he replied to the ordained monk that we Nakpa, we generate ourselves as the deity, and then we imagine this chang, this alcohol as a nectar, and then we consume it. By doing that, we are not accumulating any kind of sins, but we are accumulating merit through changing our perception.
Then the gelang the gelar ya te nasi. Then nga ya la gom si chang the chol gom thong then the tiba ya mar wala.
And then the ordained monk says, okay, so if that is the case, then I will visualize myself or imagine myself as a yak, and then visualize the chang or the alcohol as a water, and then, consume it.
That's a damn bad idea.
So this is just an analogy, just an example. Like cutting the tree.
Nang 동발이 마도 들라 나만 차단 위에 마도 동도 가이 그러면 동발이 있어야 줘라 이 된다 가르고 있어 봐 나만이 동발이 있어야 돼 이 된다 가르고 있어 나 근데 르데 이히게 르게 거고 이히게 르게 맞게 이 될라 되게 바꿔 그러면 레 나나나 이거랑 이 동발이 있어야 这张病人都要把这个话接上去的，也就是说，他哪里东北的，哪个东的，东边哪个地方的，开始呢，这一些个录音吧，这个就考过，一些个录，五个录，五个录，五个录的，五个录的，这一些个录音吧，这个。
So, when we meditate of deity, then you know there are various deities that you meditate upon, that you generate of. And when you meditate on the deity, or when you generate the deity, one is imagining or one is visualizing one's body as the body of the deity. And that too in the manner of, appearance and emptiness. And often, the analogy for appearance and emptiness, is like that of a rainbow. Appearance, yet, inherently, it being kind of non-existent. Yeah, nangla rangjin meba. And also in the manner of clarity and emptiness. So when we speak of appearance and emptiness, there are these appearances, but yet its nature is of emptiness, and these appearances are just nangcha.
Nongja. Appearance.
Just, appearance aspect. And, it's other than that, it's emptiness. It's inherently, it is non-existent. And what basically is meant by appearance, emptiness, clarity, emptiness, or, appearing yet inherently non-existent, what it means is generating one's body as wisdom body, generating one's body as, luminosity body.
What they do. 一流行，我对，他这就搞，他这就当南边那个拉拉工去啊，就当这工业的，对，他当家里水的，家里这边亲戚都是的，这那送多，他那这东方家里这边亲戚都是。 Dan jalur siade terang sehingga itu kewajiban saya. Jalur siade, ihir siade. Tapi mungkin jalur taro jalur, ngadun jalur sudah kecil dah jah siapa di sini tenggelam saya loh jadi tenggelam kau tiga orang jalur. Tapi kau tiga orang, tiga orang juga dan jah sini kau patut di tanya waktu ni, tiga pa tanya waktu tak tung pa. 从我这样了，他这个同的，就那个我这个，我这三笔同的加起来，加六十，大人嘛都同的加起来的，他那南关的就，下头人家这个六了，呃，他那都是高三嘛，他加六十要这样子的，他也是个六，是吧？
So, in the beginning, we did. the opening prayers. And in the opening prayers, we did this part of, you know, the Guru Yoga, where we make this supplication to accomplish rainbow body. And this rainbow body that we are making supplication to accomplish is this wisdom body, this luminosity body that that I spoke of previously. You know, it's the rainbow body is just a name. It's just a word. You know, this rainbow is just a word, and it's just a label, just a word, just a label to you know, to introduce you, to make you, you know, to make you recognize or to make you understand. So when we make this supplication that we accomplish rainbow body, you know, what we mean is basically, you know, what, you know, during the generation stage, what we are meditating, what we are contemplating, you know, it's same.
Oh, that deity. Dante de ma tadi ma no mone.
Oh,
de a jeti. Dante ye de ma de na tambo, that chapter simji de. Ta ke chim barwa te de, inji na jama de ma ndo te de. Sanje chu da so de jo. Dani ndo de sanje de jo, ti ti ye de ge chang de simji de. Te ko da ka da ne ma za ma da na bi ke de de ra de so. Tā māngkīwa dā sāmē ākū yuri.
So next, maybe we will do this practice of pranashavari, you know, together. And yeah, the text of pranashavari begins from the page 6, starting from the refuge. And what we will do is, you know, we will first recite it in Tibetan, and then, you know, recite it in English. So if you have the text, then it's on page number 6.
Ote da de chudan tari ke banan ge ri jeram da duram se ate sanga ge nyam ning da lam de ris ta tran de me se de lom ma ke ba de ta khadan ko ni ek banan ge ki ta de chan di chudan ki neyam yamne suda yamne ramne se ga de neyam ri ta chap de wa ti me se ge de ti tong de la Then that sang it in Tele, that time ever you did the thing, Sanji can tell it, none in the city, and we see it. But you don't let him get. You put an old the other, that was in the old. That's in the custody, it was a much even there. Sanji can tell it, what that music, what the thing was the.
So the generation stage and the completion stage is, you know, is the path of Sigra Tantrayana, and this practice of this specific practice of Pranashavari is especially for, you know, epidemic disease, for plagues, for pandemics, the activity,
uh,
So the activity of the Buddha is boundless, it's immeasurable, and because of the activities of the Buddha is immeasurable and boundless, and all the activities of the Buddha is, you know, to dispel the sufferings of sentient beings. But, you know, the specific practice of pranashavari for pandemics and plagues is, it's like, to give you an analogy. You have different knives. You have different knives, and the purpose of all the knife is to cut. But you know, you can cut a bread from a meat knife, and you will also be able to cut meat with a bread knife. But I hope you are understanding what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But the effect of using, you know, the right tool is more helpful, is more, you know, beneficial. And because of this, then for different purposes, for different, you know, mental, disturbance or imbalances, outer, inner, then you have these different, deities. So the purpose of all these deities and the activities of all these deities are basically same. But as mentioned earlier, when, you know, we gave you the analogy, it's like, using the right knife for the right thing. So when we are generating the deity, we are generating, you know, primordially what we are. And this we have to have, you know, we have to have that confidence. And trust. And this confidence and trust, not just because I said so, or, you know, a certain lama said, but to develop or to have this confidence and trust that oneself is the deity is very important. So first, when we go into refuge and bodhicitta, and then there are these paths of offerings and making prayers and so on, and then there is this part of generating oneself as the deity. And if we are able to generate ourselves as the deity with confidence, with trust, then, you know, the antidote is being applied to the essential point. So there is this part of the text begins with first going into refuge. So one goes into refuge because one is helpless, and then there's this part of generating bodhicitta, through the practice of four immeasurables. And when we recite this sentence, may all mother sentient beings, limitless as space, have happiness and the causes of happiness. In that sentence, all the sentient beings is included. All the happiness, different various kinds of happiness, everything is included, in that sentence. And then the second sentence is, may they be freed from suffering and the causes of suffering. So again, in this sentence, one is making this aspiration. One is contemplating on all the suffering of all the sentient beings, and suffering of all the sentient beings suffering that too. All these various different kinds of different levels of suffering. So in these two sentences, all the happiness that is there, you are making aspiration that these limitless sentient beings experience those happiness. And then, in the second suffering, all the different kinds of sufferings, may they be, may the sentient beings be freed from all these sufferings.
Okay, that. Yaranga sem tsangwa yu 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 na Tini peche Ta terang hla Hla yimari wa sem tsangwa yu terang hla yimari.
So if if one has a pure heart and then that itself is the deity, that itself is the manifestation of the quality of the deity.
Oh, the tandi ji ya ge tho ni tanda simji ji ya ge tho ni la gong gu wa la ta la gong ra de ghar cho da gong gu se na ta simji tam ji dewa de dong a ta se.
So when we are proceeding with this practice, the very base or the foundation of this practice has to be this this generation. The generation of pure intention, the generation of bodhicitta. And the reason why, also the reason why we are generating ourselves as the deity and so on, is for the sake of all sentient beings. for the sake of all sentient beings to experience, you know, limitless happiness and, you know, wanting these sentient beings to be free from suffering. That is the whole purpose. That is the motivation. That is the intention and the attitude that one should have, you know, when proceeding with this practice or with any kind of practice.